So again, thinking about a common situation of an older patient, maybe in their 70s, not really eligible for aggressive therapy, what do you consider the essential things that need to be looked at? And maybe you could talk a little bit more about P53 in terms of how to manage a patient like that.
So P53, unfortunately, we don't know the answer other than don't try and hammer them too hard. So the typical TP53 patient is going to be older, not always, but usually is going to be older. You can pull out an intensive induction for them and probably harm them. You literally are hurting them more than you're hurting the leukemia. So with an older patient that comes in, and I've now had, this is a regular feature of my practice, I'm getting referred patients in their mid-70s that the general oncologist is saying, okay, I've got another AML. Do you got anything special for this one? Interestingly, they're being returned to the practitioner after we scope them out. Okay, there's no TP53. They've got kind of garden variety genetics. I'm recommending outpatient therapy with azacitidine and venetoclax, say. This is seemingly happening on a weekly basis in my practice. These patients are now back in the care of their oncologist, being managed as outpatients with very effective therapy. The patients have no idea how different this is than just 3 or 4 years ago.
So we actually made it through 5 minutes of discussion without me asking you about venetoclax and hypomethylating agents, but you already brought it up. And actually, you know, when you said P53, I was kind of flashing on, you know, CLL, you know, completely different disease, but, you know, now you've got a total different algorithm and novel agents there.
Interestingly, I was just reviewing a manuscript for a drug that had been tested in CLL, and it's the best thing since sliced bread, and they're trying to use it in AML. And I said, we're in a different world here. I don't think it's going to work. Although, with AML, obviously, venetoclax is a very popular new drug. That said, we just looked at our TP53 data at Hopkins, and I was just discussing it with another colleague. We're not making any progress, even with that new therapy, except actually, it was quickly pointed out, wait a minute. No, we did take these patients with that treatment. They weren't in a hospital. We did put a number of them in remission. Everybody relapsed and died. But even in that horrifically bleak context, several of these patients, basically, I remember one, this guy, I said, the clock is ticking. You have about a year. He got out his boat. He had a great year. Knowing this was very different than this kind of long, strung-out treatment process that we used to do. At least we can tell them, this is a terminal illness, but we're going to give you actually quality of life during this next 6 or 12 months. So the AML doctor frequently regards everything as a failure if I don't cure. But you really have to step back and say, no, some of these cases are just like a metastatic solid tumor where, no, your job is to provide duration of life and quality of life.